My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe.
My mom called, it's like, when I'm coming home, I said, oh, I'm just going to my best friend's house, a girl's house, be there doing the homework. So my mom went to her house. I wasn't there.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
And she went to school. She caught me doing homework with this guy. We're literally sitting there doing our homework together. We were calculating. It's like for the calculus class. So we have the
abacus.
Abacus.
Oh my goodness. So old school.
It's so hot, you know.
So hot.
And then she came.
His fingers accidentally brush yours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Accidentally. Yeah. Then there was a hot flush on my face. Yeah. And then my mom showed up at the window. She's like, I cannot believe you're a lying ugly slut.
A lying. Oh my God. Your mom was so verbally abusive.
Lying ugly,
ugly
slut.
Wow. That's a triple threat right there.
And then she grabbed my hair, dragged me out, and she stabbed me in front of him.
Shut up. Oh
my nose was bleeding. And he's like, oh my God, your nose is bleeding. Oh my God. And he ran away. Me and my mom look at each other. We're like, what a pussy. Hi, guys. I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome back to Tiger MILF Podcast. I am so happy here.
This is a feet episode.
Yeah, it's all about my fucking feet. I'm so single. I'm ready to mingle. I am ready for dicks. I have a surprise for you guys. She is Singaporean treasure. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's actually a real fucking attorney. She can fuck me up if she wants, legally. And she's
and
very funny. She's gorgeous. She's also single. So we are looking for dicks today. Hi, guys. I'm ready for the very beautiful, funny Jocelyn Shia.
Hi, everybody. Nice
I'm
so to be
loud.
Here.
People say like Zhaoying Summers is so loud. Sounds like she has a hard hearing. People say I speak like I can't hear.
Oh, really?
I don't speak English. I try.
But you so is that why you speak louder? Because you're trying to understand yourself?
Yeah. I love you. I'm like, let me understand her broken English. She speak louder so I can process it. Yeah, I try to understand.
That's what white people do when they meet Asian people who don't speak English.
Hi!
Yeah. Hi, my name is Michael.
Michael! I heard you, Michael.
I still don't understand you, but I heard you.
Yeah, like they think I can hear you because I can hear it when they speak slow.
Mm-hmm. And loud.
Yeah. Just because my eyes are small doesn't mean my ears are small. Here. Just okay.
I heard your pussy's small though. You've talked about it a few times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look at that face. You're so proud of her small little pussy.
Yeah, I have a pretty amazing tight pussy. It's so tight. Like, I now walk like this. I go to Starbucks. I get a coffee. I sit down. I'll be like...
That's pussy yoga right there.
Pussy yoga. I never know my pussy was so tight because I think after the babies, it's going to become loose. And then I have to suffer my ex-husband. He can tell me I'm ugly and fat. I just have to listen because I lost my pussy power. But then after the baby, I realized my pussy is still as tight as it used to be. I'm like, okay. Okay. First of all, divorce. Haha. Secondly, I'm going to pursue my career. I'm going to enjoy my tight pussy. I am good. Yeah. It's not a cliche. I just did not know my pussy would be so tight.
How did you find out?
I don't want to be graphic, but I put two fingers inside and my pussy stuck my finger in and I couldn't pull out. I'm like, yep, she still got it.
Do you have to go to the hospital if your two fingers still inside of you? Be like, hey, doctor, help me.
Yeah.
And the doctor gave you a checkup?
Yeah, he did. Put his tongue in there. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Anyways, so I can't believe you heard about my tight pussy.
I did also hear about it. You've been bragging about it all over the internet.
And I'm still single.
You're still single. That's unbelievable. Have
nobody
men not heard?
Want to date me. No,
have guys, you guys not heard about her tight pussy?
Yeah, it's very tight. I don't think guys, I mean, like if you have a regular dick, I may break you. Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, yeah, the Venus
me and,
trap.
Yeah, and Helen Hong also have a tight pussy.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, her pussy is really tight. When she pees, it's like a fire hydrant. Shh.
Well, not to make the white women feel bad, but I also have a tight pussy. So.
I can tell you have a tight pussy.
How can you tell?
You're an attorney.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Tight nothing. Pussy, tight ass.
Your pussy is tighter than the budget of
of the United States.
Of the United States of America. I'm just so happy you are here.
I'm so happy to be here. It's been a while. We've been trying to do this for a while now.
Yes. You have very good skin.
Thank you. I still think it's the makeup. Laura Geller.
Okay. Did she pay you?
No.
I wouldn't say anything.
But Esther Pavinsky was also saying my skin looks so perfect. It was scary. I said, it's Laura Geller. I only get this kind of compliment when I wear her. And it's just a powder. It's not even foundation.
I love that. She's just bragging about her good skin.
I'm bragging about my good makeup. You look, I mean, your skin looks perfect too.
It's. I think depression is good for me. Like whenever I'm depressed, I look good. I'll be like, you know?
I thought happiness was the best makeup. I remember once I went to France and I didn't have much luggage, so I brought very minimal skincare products, none of my supplements. I ate dairy, which normally makes you break out, mm-hmm. and all kinds of bad food, chocolate every day. And I came home glowing because I was happy.
You were in Paris. Did you get laid?
No, I've never gone late in Paris. This is a travesty.
Oh, honey.
I know.
That's so sad.
It's so sad.
But it's beautiful when you don't get laid. You listen to sad music, walk on the streets in Paris.
It's kind of romantic.
Buy yourself a flower and yeah. get a fucking baguette and ride a bike that's made in China and go to the fucking lake and eat by yourself.
I know. Oh, you make that sound really unromantic.
But it's beautiful though.
I've been to Paris self-love. Maybe four times, always alone. I never there with a guy.
I need to get myself a guy. Like if I mean, next time I go there, I'm going to snatch a guy.
Okay.
I don't know where I find them, but I go.
Oh, they're all over. And they love women.
I don't like guys. Like, I'm just too old for one night stand now.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't think I can do it. I just get attached.
Oh, right.
And the next thing I know, I'm going to help their career.
You can help their career. By the are you fucking musicians and DJs?
I don't DJ. I can't DJ. I can't DJ a DJ. That's not going to happen. Like, they turn me off. Musicians... Not comedians. I don't fuck comedians.
Oh, you don't?
Not yet. I haven't been fucking comedians.
Is that a policy you have?
I used to have the policy of the never date a comedian. But now I'm thinking about I should snatch a young rising star in comedy so we can partner up and become a powerhouse couple. Like Christina P. and Thomas Segura. Well, I don't have anybody in mind because the guys I think is hot is like not single. And I don't like to poach an egg that's, you know, not single.
Right.
It's hard because if you are going to flirt with somebody who's not single, you're just not going to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because maybe they are interested, but they are not going to follow up with you and they make you feel bad. And it's just like looking for a heartbreak, right?
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I'm kind of open to a comedian, but like you can't find a nice comedian guy. They all think they are hot shit. You know, the funny guys. For us, funny girls, we don't get dicks because guys are intimidated by us.
Yeah. I mean, the male comics, no matter how they look, will get laid after
they
shows.
Will always
and the girls
get
are
laid.
Just, all right. Thank you for coming.
Yes. They don't like us and I don't know what to do.
Once I asked a comedian guy friend of mine, what was up with that? I said, why are the guys always getting women after a show and the female comics don't? And he said it's because the male comics will push the odds in their favor. So after a show, when girls come up to them to say how funny they were, they go, oh, okay, yeah, thank you so much. So they'll crack some jokes and ask, so where are you off to later? You want to come hang, go for karaoke? One guy does karaoke as his thing. Whereas I, for one, just say, okay, thank you for coming. And that's it. And so after he said that, I experimented at my very next show. This really hot guy came up to me and I actually ask him questions like, what do you do? And that was all it took.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. She's playing the hot girl card. She's like, I just said, what do you do? And he's like, let's go back to my hotel room.
That was basically it. That was all that was needed. So you should try that. Just ask them, what do you do? No, it's because what do you say when a guy comes up to you saying how funny you were?
Oh, thank you so much. Tell my mom.
That's it. You see? There's no follow-up. You have to like make You have to talk about him. Men love to talk about themselves.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I don't use it. I should do it. I'll be like, oh, honey, I should do it. Okay, I'll be like, what do you do?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Tell me more. Yes, that's perfect.
You're a lawyer. I have some legal problem. Can you help me?
Oh, my God. You are such a femme fatale.
Help me. I need your help.
Help is a very key word. Men help. Love to help.
Help me. I need a green card. I mean, he'll be like, somebody call her therapist. You know, I don't know. I mean,
well, if you cut it before the green card, I think it'll be fine.
Help me. Oh, nice. You're a lawyer. Good. I don't know. Like, what would he ask me? Like, do you want to hang out?
Yeah. I went out that very night with the guy. I was like, what do you do?
That's so smart. I am smart. Engineer. Well, you are from Singapore. You guys are just so smart. And you are also a lawyer. So your brain cell is more powerful than mine.
I eat a lot of fish.
See? She's bragging. Like, I don't have, we have pickled cabbages in my hometown because we have harsh winter. We are far away from the ocean. I eat pickled daikon, dried daikon. You eat fish. Fuck
Where are
you.
Where you from in China?
Henan, Anyang.
Henan.
It's like a north part of China, very cold. We have the biggest population in my province, Henan. Mm. And we have a lot of poor people. People hate us. Like if you go to, you see another Chinese girl, like, you're Chinese, I'm Chinese. Oh my God, we should stick together. People hate us. Where are you from? Henan.
Really? Why do people hate people?
They hate
so
because we are poor. Oh. And we have too many people and we're just poor and they hate us.
I saw the funniest episode, well, one of your funniest episodes, when you were on the street asking white people to name a Chinese city. And I was so surprised how many knew Chengdu. Why do so many white people know Chengdu?
Because they like spicy food. I think Chengdu spicy food is so popular.
I thought it was Shanghai that was famous.
Shanghai's
food is
not spicy.
Oh my God, I'm calling Shanghai.
Shanghai.
American way, Shanghai.
Shanghai doesn't have a spicy food. His food is more sweet.
Oh wait, it's more sweet? Shh, no, sorry. I got Shanghai mixed up with Sichuan.
Sichuan, yeah. Sichuan has spicy food. Yeah. Very spicy. Because Sichuan is very humid. And people need to eat spicy food to like kind of balance out. They also have a hot pot because in Sichuan, the weather is so humid, so hot and warm. They have all kind of nice vegetables growing. Mm. So that's why they just have the veggies, they just put in the hot pot and dip it in, then they can eat it directly instead of like a stir fry it. Yeah. It's yummy. I love hot pot. Really good. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I need to get some tips from you. So we talk to hot guys after shows, be like, oh, what do you do?
Exactly. That's all you need to do.
And then what happens? He tell me something nasty.
Like what?
I'm a comedian.
Oof. And say, oh, very funny.
Should I do it with an accent? Like, very funny? Okay.
Very funny. Mm-hmm. Sucky, $5.
$5. I would charge $15.
$15. Oh, you're high class.
High class, yeah.
High class. $15.
Yeah, $15. $15 sucky.
$15 sucky.
Oh my God. We are giving major feet. Yeah, major feet. My feet is like.
You get sucky and feety.
50-50. 50 is nice. It's very amazing because, you know, in China, waiters don't get tips.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They also don't want tips.
They don't want it. I remember in Japan, they'll get insulted if you try to tip them.
Oh my
them.
God. Yeah, they got so insulted. Like, mm-hmm. They were like, who do you think I am, a slave?
Exactly.
I am a waiter. I have dignity.
Yeah.
How dare you give me this disgusting $5. Oh, 50. Okay, thank you. So tell me about your journey. It's so inspiring. You know, like a... As a successful attorney and turn into a comedian, I need to know because I didn't go from an attorney to a comedian. I go from a failed actress, ex-beauty queen to open micer.
Beauty queen, oh my
God. I was Miss China when I was young. Now I'm Miss Chinatown.
You were Miss China. Oh my God, Jiao Ying, look at you.
And I'm still single.
So
dickless.
It's because you don't ask the guy, what do you do?
I didn't know I can ask.
You didn't
know? I don't want to get Me Too'd.
You don't get Me Too, but what if you're interested in the guy?
I just I just never thought I can actually pick a guy after my show.
Well, what if he came up to you?
They all come to me, and
yeah,
I all
then,
just
then the one that you find interesting.
Oh, there's a cute one last night.
Oh yeah, you should have.
He's so cute. He's Australian. He's like, do you want me to take out for lunch? I'm like, ew.
He asked you that?
Yeah, I just didn't say anything. I don't want to fuck my fans though.
You don't want to fuck your fans?
Yeah.
Well, you can lose one fan. Who cares?
Yeah, that's the only fan I can lose. It's the fan I want to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. You can afford it. It's raining fans.
He was cute though.
He was cute. You've
and he was single.
And single. He'll probably be even more of a fan.
He's Australian, so.
Of the accent.
Yeah, I like the accent. Mm-hmm. I think like the Australians speak like they're already eating pussy. Or when they speak, you know, I'm like, that's like, do you like my accent? I'm like, I mean, whatever, you know, you look cute. I don't care. I just
they
don't.
Sound like they're eating pussy with their
when they are speaking.
Like the wine, you love your wine.
Yeah, he was cute, the guy last night. I just, I was such a, like an old virgin. I'm like, oh, I I'm busy. I'm busy crying in my apartment in the morning. No, I would not. I would not go on.
I totally regretted passing out.
I hate it.
Gorgeous Australian guy. I was passing by this bar. And me and him made eye contact so much so that his friend said, hey, 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 you too. This is my friend, so-and-so. And who are you? So his friend saw us making eye contact. So he introduced us. And so we talked. He invited me for drinks. And I said, well, I have to go for an open mic. This is before I became professional comedian. I was like, I have to go for an open mic. And so I passed up on the hottest Australian guy for a freaking open mic. Can you believe that? I still regret it to this day.
Oh my God, I feel so bad for you.
What was I thinking?
My pussy is weeping for you. On behalf of my hot Asian bitches, I feel bad. The guy last night was Australian guy. Super cute. I mean, yeah, it would be a good... I just I don't know why I'm so uptight. I feel like my mom is haunting me every corner I go. The judgmental voice, you are a whore.
Does she say that?
She say that when I wasn't even like dating people, when I was in middle school, like I'm not allowed to speak to boys, you know, like very strict in China, the middle school, high school, boys and girls can't sit next to each other. Like you can't walk next to each other. You can't do homework together because they want to prevent you from falling in love too early. So that's going to affect your score when you try to get in universities because it's like a huge, huge, big exam coming up. And in China, it's different. Like the final exam determines which school you're going to go.
Sure.
That determines your life.
Yeah.
So that's like the most important thing. And they just want to avoid younger kids to fall in love too early at all cost. So I can't talk to boys. I remember one time I was doing homework with this guy. I really like, he's so cute, but I wasn't cute when I was young.
Oh, really?
In Chinese standard, because I was too dark, my lips too big, my jaws too big, my cheeks too big.
Then how did you become Miss China?
Here. In Los Angeles. My mom's like, why? I think Americans made you Miss China so they can bring shame to China.
Oh my God.
They select the most ugly girl to become Miss China so they can bring shame to me and to my mom.
Oh, wow. I was unattractive in Singapore too growing up. I was very dark as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you get light?
I started, what did I do? I think I started putting on more sunscreen.
Yeah, I just gave up. I want to be dark. I was way too dark to even prevent it to get darker. I just decided to just like do whatever.
Mm. And so, now it's hot here to be tan, so.
It's hot.
It's hot.
What I was talking about. Yeah, so I remember I had this crush on this guy. I was like 16. He is so cute. I mean, he look gay. He's like so pale skin, so skinny, and so... He looked like a K-pop star, you know.
You see my type. Back in Asia.
Yeah, that's the cute boy.
Fair, yeah.
Fair skin, cherry lips.
The Aaron Kwok hair.
Yeah, and then he also plays basketball.
Yes! That was so much.
Yeah, and he plays soccer. He's good at math. Ooh.
Good at math. Ooh,
I was so, oh my God. He's always 100% a scorer. At math, good at basketball. Oh my God. He also read poetry.
What? He sounds perfect.
I know.
And gay.
I know. So gay.
So gay.
He also, he's just perfect. I had a huge crush on him. Mm. And I wasn't the top choice, you know, because I wasn't a pretty girl. I just read poetry, love poetry to him. I read Rumi and I translated Rumi into Chinese. As I translated,
girl, you got game.
When you ugly, you gotta get game. You know,
like, you gotta have game.
Yeah, I just didn't know what to do. I can't just translate the Chinese. Like we have poetry Bible, everybody knows it. I'm like, I was reading Rumi, Li Bai, right? Like 黄日依山尽，白日依山尽， 黄河入海流，欲穷千里目，更上一层楼. I can't do that. So I was reading Rumi. I'm like, that's beautiful. So I translated Rumi, but I adding some his names in there. So it's like so good. I'm like,
I can't believe. And now you don't even say what do you do when you meet men.
I know. I got
poetry
game.
To a guy back then.
I got game. Yeah,
you had game.
I put his name in Rumi poetry.
What happened to your game?
Chinese. It's gone.
It's gone.
I need to get my game back because I need to get laid. I need to get myself a boyfriend. I want a boyfriend.
What?
A boyfriend. A boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
A boyfriend.
My friend.
I want a boyfriend. I can be like like this a Taylor Swift. This is like Taylor Swift. No, it's my boyfriend.
I got a boyfriend.
Yes, I'm wearing his shirt. This is a boxer.
That's my boyfriend on the phone now.
Yeah, I'm wearing his boxer. I don't even wear underwear anymore. His boxer is just so much space. Because he likes when my bush is out. I want to be that annoying girl. I'm such like a boss bitch. You know, I'm just like always independent and be on my own all my life. Not ready for a boyfriend. Mm. I mean, I don't need him to take care of me because I'll be changing his wardrobe. Because I know who I am. I hate ugly clothes. So I just really got him to like me. Because the poetry, Rumi got me. Aww. The heart of the boy I want. Mm-hmm. Thank Rumi. I love Persians. Rumi is so good. So we just doing homework together. And I really wanted to do homework with him after school. Oh my God. So my mom called. It's like, when I'm coming home. I said, oh, I'm just going to my best friend's house, a girl's house. Mm. Be there doing the homework. So my mom went to her house. I wasn't there.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble.
And she went to school. She caught me doing homework with this guy. We're literally sitting there doing our homework together. We were calculating. It's like for the calculus class. So we have the
abacus.
Abacus.
Oh my goodness. So old school.
It's so hot, you know.
So hot.
And then she came.
His fingers accidentally brush yours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Accidentally. Yeah. Then there was a hot flush on my face. Yeah. And then my mom showed up at the window. She's like, I cannot believe you're a lying ugly slut.
A lying? Oh my God, your mom was so verbally abusive.
Lying ugly slut.
Wow, that's a triple threat right there.
And then she grabbed my hair, dragged me out, and she stabbed me in front of him.
Shut up. Oh my,
my nose was bleeding. And he's like, oh my God, your nose is bleeding. Oh my God. And he ran away. Me and my mom look at each other. We're like, what a pussy. So I knew he was too weak for me.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Then my mom was like, Mom, can you imagine he ran away? My mom was like, what a fucking pussy. Do not ever do homework with me. I'm like, no, don't even talk. No, never. So me and my mom, we were fine. We went back and we had a hot pot.
That's hilarious. Your mom did you a favor.
Yeah, I should do that. This is a bit, right?
That's a bit. Yes.
That's a bit,
that
right?
That is a bit. You're right.
I should
100%.
Do it. I literally wasn't even mad at my mom because we were like, did he just run away because I'm bleeding? He's like, oh my God. You know, just people like, they faint when they see blood. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's weak DNA.
Yeah,
I can't.
He's not
going
to become a doctor.
You're not fucking me. Yeah, you're not going to become a doctor. You're not fucking me. He can't even do gay porn. Like he...
Well, his ass will be bleeding so he can't see it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, did you run away because I'm bleeding? You are going to faint? Ew.
Yeah.
My mom's like, we ruled out the weak ones. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I wasn't even mad at her.
That's amazing you weren't mad at her.
No, I'm like, she helped me rule out a weak guy I was gonna fall in love with.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were fine. We went home and we had a hot pot.
My mom just rules out all the white guys. After I came to America, whenever I was dating a white guy, she didn't want to hear about it. She was like, only a Singaporean guy. She just wanted me to date a Singaporean guy.
I like a Singaporean guy though.
You do?
They are so clean. They are so sleek. Mm. They're like very cultured. Mm. The good ones, they got the best from the East, the best from the West. The best one, they got the worst from both sides. They suck.
Have
the good
you dated
ones are good.
Them before?
I want one. You I want one? One. Yeah, I want. Ah, do you have one?
I have
for
to
me?
Look at my Rolodex. Yeah, I do have some I can think of. I have for you. I have him in mind.
Yes.
He's successful. He's good looking.
I love that.
Serial entrepreneur.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. I'll set it up.
Yeah. I don't need him to pay for anything. I have money. I just need a nice guy.
But you don't want him to pay just to feel more like they're
in charge.
In the masculine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I won't say no to Tiffany necklace. You know, I just don't say no to that. But I also buy things for men. Mm-hmm. Like I demand a guy pay at a date.
You do? Okay.
But you do get your money back. Because if I like you, next thing you know, I buy your Rolex.
Oh my God.
Right? Like my pussy can count how many times I came. And if it's enough, you're getting a Rolex. As a reward. Like I
how is she so single? Aren't men listening to this?
Guys,
get a tight pussy and a Rolex.
I'm buying you Rolexes. I'm getting you a fucking Mercedes if you are good. Like I'm very traditional when it comes to dating. Like you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
At dates.
I hear you.
But like I'm not you're not like buying things for me or paying my rent. Right? I don't have rent.
Absolutely. That's why I draw the line too.
Like, I don't want, but like if the first day you want to bill half.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah. I can't even give you half a blowjob. We are done. Like, I don't even, like, do you want half? Like, can I be like, give you a blowjob? Okay. That's all. You can finish. I give you half. You know, like, that's disgusting. Mm. I mean, I would pay. Like, I don't know. I don't like the idea of two person being romantic and then like you split the bill. Mm. I don't know.
No, I hear you.
I can buy a trip for both of us. I can pay for us to go to Hawaii together. I'll pay. I don't mind.
As long as like one person is treating the other, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm okay and with paying for things. Down the middle. I don't like us in the middle, down in the middle. But if you are extremely much more richer than me, you should be paying for everything because that'll be gross if you want me to pay. Mm. But I'll pay you back in other places.
Like?
I don't know, like buying your mom a nice gift, thoughtful gift, like you can't think of because you are a fucking moron. I know women. You know, like doing things like skillful, but I'll still pay for it. Like get a flower arrangement for, you know, your grandma when we go to see her. Like you don't know, but it is already there because me so fancy, you know.
So it sounds like you're a really good catch. So why are you still single?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, I think I'm intimidating. Like I am. People think I'm too intense. Mm. The guys think I'm too intense and they want to, can you not be intense? I'm like, I cannot be not me.
Yeah.
I'm intense, but yeah. I'm a fireball of love.
That's right.
And romance.
That's right.
I give the best BJs.
You do?
I think so. They say that.
Oh my God, really?
But I only give the special gays BJ. Like, I don't get special gays, special guys.
Can
like,
you, special gays? Can you deep throat?
Yeah.
Okay, PSA, Thai pussy, she'll buy your Rolex and she can deep throat. Hello.
You're going to get me.
I'm going to get you a man. I'm going to get you 10 men. They'll be lining up.
I'm going to give you the ratings.
They'll be lining up outside your Park Avenue apartment.
I'll rate them for you.
You'll rate them
for you. I'll call you back and be like, the Singaporean guy, nice dick, but he won't let me put my finger in his asshole. Mm-mm.
Then he doesn't know what's...
Yeah, I don't...
He doesn't know...
I don't know. Like, do you think like if a guy enjoy a finger in his ass, make him gay?
No.
No, right?
It's think it's very pleasurable for men.
I think
because
so.
That's where
why are some men just like
pleasure zone is?
So scared of it?
Are they?
There are men that are so scared of it.
Are they?
The Asian men are very scared of it.
Oh, is that right?
The Asian men are like, so long, don't even think about it. The Asian men are like, yeah, they don't want it.
Oh, so you've hooked up with Asian guys lately?
Not lately. My ex-husband was Asian.
Okay.
He was Chinese, Shanghainese.
Pui.
There's a nice Shanghainese man, but I did not get one.
So why did you marry him?
When I met him, we were madly in love.
Madly.
It was so crazy romance. He's so gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
So tall, so handsome.
Oh my God.
So fucking rich and is so classy. Wow. Speaks perfect English.
What?
Head over heel crazy about me.
Oh my God.
He would invest millions of dollars to put me in a movie, to just invest in a movie for me, to make me a star.
Are you serious?
He literally just like, then the moment I had a baby, he's like erased everything he was doing and he just wanted me to stay home. And be a trophy wife. He want me to go to gym and look good for him. Oh, yeah. He hates my outfit. He's like, you look so poor. Because I have the LA fashion, like relaxing. Like this. If I wear this, he'll be like fucking furious.
What?
He'll be like, you are making me look bad in front of my friends.
But did you wear, you dress like this before you had babies?
Yeah. I just dress relaxing. But after I had babies, he want me to wear Chanel suits. Like a serious menopausal old lady bitch shit. You know.
Why the change after you had babies?
I think after I had the babies, like he want me to be a stay home housewife, trophy wife, like just stay home, proper, no boobs, like no showing boobs.
So before that, he liked it. He liked you showing off.
Yeah, he likes.
Interesting.
He likes this strong, exciting woman, and then he enjoyed chipping my wings off, plucking my feathers one by one until I have nothing left. I just like stay in the house, let him to tell me how ugly I am.
Oh my God.
I didn't know it was bad when he was very, very abusive. He's like, you look gaining weight. I'm like, I just had a baby a month ago. So
a month ago, he was telling you that? Wow.
He's like, you look really different with no makeup on. He's like, would you just do me a favor before I go to bed? Do not remove makeup. When I wake up, I would expect you have your makeup on.
No.
That's the least respect you can give me because Madame Jiang Kai-shek, Song Meiling, she always makes sure her husband never see her bare face.
Is that right?
To show the respect she has for him.
What the fuck?
I was like, he's teaching me culture. I went, okay. Because my mom was so very abusive. It sounds so familiar.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, that's the person who loved me. Because my mom would do anything for me. She would die for me, but she want me to die too. You know? It's very aggressive love. And I just thought he cared about me. Because I had no boundaries. Now my therapist is like, you are going to read this book about boundaries. I was like, holy
very cold
shit.
Boundary
yeah.
Boss?
Boundary. I don't know if that's the book. It's a different book, I think. I'm like, holy shit. I lived my whole fucking life with no boundaries.
Wow, interesting.
Because the Asian parenting is all about removing the boundaries from the child. Like, you get punished when you have boundaries.
Is that right?
They encourage you when you don't have boundaries.
It's my parents were surprisingly Western. I mean, one, I did grow up in Singapore, which is more Westernized. And two, they went to Western countries for college, as Australia. And my dad went to America for his master's. So I guess they were more Westernized, but my Asian friends would always say, wow, your parents are so liberal.
Yeah, but what happened to them? They got a comedian.
Exactly. See
yeah,
what happens
so they got fucked their asshole.
And a DJ for a sister. And a wow. brother who quit his job to go find himself.
That's
yeah,
gay.
Don't be too liberal Asian parents. That's what happens.
Your brother to find himself? Where is he currently? Where is he right now?
He is in Singapore, but back then he quit his job and he went
what did
to
he do?
Thailand and Korea and Taiwan, something like
what
that.
What did he do?
Just to explore and find himself.
Before he
quit. Oh, he was in advertising.
Uh-huh. Mm. Wow. Your parents really did a number to themselves.
I know. And my dad was like a CEO. He has a master's in engineering from MIT. So
now his daughter got banned in Malaysia.
That's right. His daughter's banned in Malaysia.
Tell us about that. It's such a big wave. My friends are all sending me this. They're like, is that you?
Oh, they thought it was you. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Because we look alike, because we have similar skin. I mean, I'm darker than you, but not if I wear fair thing. We don't.
Do we look alike?
Yeah. Yeah, if I wear something like fair foundation, we could.
Are your friends white? Is that
right? Yeah, they were white. Yeah.
All right, well, then they can.
My Asian ones, like, is that you?
Even the Asian ones ask?
If No. Like, because like, this Asian girl, is that you? They send me the article.
The Asian friends were asking?
No. Like, my friends, like, are you this Asian girl? Like, are you her?
Just the white guys.
I'm like, why do you ask are you her? Her name is Jocelyn. I'm Zhao
Right, your friends don't know your own name.
It's Jay, though. Is that your English name?
Ah! I thought it was your English name. Oh, my God.
It's too much.
White people are so funny.
I'm like, I know her, and I love her, and I defend her, and that she's not me. They're like, okay, if you say so.
If you say so. They thought you're trying to deny your own identity to yeah. prevent getting canceled.
Like, it's like, it's okay, you know, it happens. I'm like, no, it's not me. They're like, well, you don't have to be embarrassed about it. You don't need to go to Malaysia. Who cares? I'm like, I'm not Jocelyn.
Can't go with, oh my God, you don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to go to Malaysia.
You don't have to deny who you are just because that what happened to you. It happens to the best of us. I'm like, that's did not happen to me. Jocelyn's my friend and she's not me. They're like, it's just like, I love when they say, are you sure?
That is so
I am sure that's not me.
That is so
because I don't speak English and she speaks English. That's a difference. So what did your parents say when they found that out?
You know, my parents actually never really gave me, well, all right, my dad did say something. He said, how about you publish a statement saying out of respect for those who lost loved ones, I pledge never to do the joke again. And I was like, are you out of your mind? Not do my best joke because some people all the way 10,000 miles away are butthurt about it? No way. And my dad was like, oh yeah, you really are American.
Why? And it's a joke.
It's a freaking joke.
There's so many jokes, like a Joan Rivers 9/11 jokes.
Totally. And a lot of Asian comedians, Singaporean and Malaysian, also do the joke. There's a really famous Malaysian comedian who actually messaged another comedian, isn't this crazy? We all have a Malaysian airline joke. So I know the comedians know that, but the people in Malaysia and a lot of Singaporeans didn't know that either because they don't have as much of a comedy club culture as we do. They have one comedy club in Malaysia, in the whole country, 33 million people. One proper comedy club. Singapore's the same, one proper comedy club.
Which club should I play in Singapore? I want to do it one on May because I'm going to go home and school my children.
Oh, that's
May.
Perfect. Yeah, the Lemon Stand is the full-time comedy club we have there. I can hook you up with the
Can you hook me up? Because I need to do a big room. How big are they?
Oh, I don't know if it's very, very big. I don't know if you have a big... In Singapore, like the biggest room would be a theater, the Esplanade, 2,000 people.
2,000? How about a club, like 300?
300? Actually, maybe Comedy Masala is 200. It's just one show a week, so... But
can I just do a weekend, like four shows?
I don't
Friday,
think they
Saturday.
Have weekend shows, so they just have a Wednesday. So for a weekend, you'd need the Lemon Stand, which is the 2000? One comedy club that we have in Singapore.
How many seats?
I have no idea.
We are making a deal right now.
Yeah, we're making a deal right now. I love it.
Asian ladies. Okay, please hook me up. I'll just, if it's like
hook you up,
smaller seat, I'll just do more shows.
You do more shows, exactly.
I do like a Friday, Saturday, four shows.
We can always rent a venue for your show.
Yeah, I want to, because the thing is like, my children are in China right now to learn Chinese for 3 months. I sent my mom back to China for Chinese New Year. Now they are learning Chinese because I realized that the Chinese school in Arcadia, in California, I pay so much money for them to learn Chinese, but because the kids don't speak Chinese in school, the kids come home, they refuse to say it because it's not cool. Their friends are not saying it. So I had a good idea. I'm like, how about I remove your friends from your life? You have no friends. You go to China, you don't speak Chinese, you don't get friends. It's like, but I'm lonely. I'm like, you don't deserve friends, honey. You need to speak Chinese to earn your friends. Friends need to be earned. You can't just like have
mom.
Friends.
That's why this is the Tiger MILF podcast.
Yes. He's like, but I want friends. I said, you don't deserve them.
At least he ended with calling him Bao Bao.
Yeah. He's like, okay, mommy.
Aww.
I'm like, it's okay, Winston. You got a dick. Your sister, she has to be better than you. Your sister has to be better than you in every single way to get at least the same treatment as you. And but my daughter is super smart.
She is.
She's brilliant. So I don't think she's going to be talking to me when she grows up because she knows she deserves better. She won't be talking to me. But anyway, so I want to scoop the children I may. And I was like, I had to go to Asia and do a show. Mm-hmm. And where do I go? Singapore. I can go back after the show. Like, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, you love Singaporean men. Oh,
I do.
My God, I can hook you up when you're over there.
Yeah. Got me some blind dates.
Every time I'm there, I don't meet Singaporean men. I always date Caucasian men. From my shows, I think maybe Singaporean men are a little intimidated to go up.
They are way too like they will date us for a week until they're like, because we are too aggressive on stage. Asian men just don't appreciate that.
I think they still like the more docile.
Yeah. They really don't girl. Like they. We are kind of like an exotic animal. Like we're like an exotic animal. You know, they're like, oh, nice fur. Oh, cool, nice pattern. Like that leopard print. You know, they're like, this is not domestic enough for us to keep at home. You know, this is gonna bite. You know, this is.
But I don't know if white men want that either, because white men want the impression they have of Asian women, the submissive.
Yeah, when they find us out of who we are, then they leave.
We are what?
Like a white man, I don't think white guys can handle me either. I just I say what's on my mind, and I am a go getter.
You are.
It's all about result. I don't care if I sound aggressive or desperate. Like if I want a guy, I'll be like, hey, do you want to have coffee?
Oh, great.
Hey, do you want to have lunch?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'm like, hey, listen, I want to fuck you. And
did you say that?
I think you look hot. And I want to fuck you. I don't do that, but I did that one time.
And then what happened?
Oh, I fucked the shit out of him. I'm kidding. Yeah, we had good sex.
Okay.
And it just didn't work out because I'm just me, you know? Mm. I haven't done that. I knew that guy for like a year.
Wow.
I just always thought he was hot.
Mm.
But I knew he wasn't right for me because he's just not as further along in his career as I am.
Oh,
and I always know he's not a comedian. He's an artist.
Okay.
So I always know for a woman, date a guy who's less successful, it's just hard. There's nothing you can do. You either help him, he feel
emasculated.
You don't help him, he feel like you are
unsupportive
because he is not as successful. He'll have more time to help you out of his things and you are not giving. So it doesn't matter what you do.
Mm.
You're fucked either way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think guys just like, they think I'm not serious, but I'm very serious. I have two kids. I don't have time to date, just like to fuck around. I don't have one night stands. I look at a guy like, do I want to, you know, keep him around?
Mm.
Get to know him more if he's not crazy.
Are you looking for this future stepfather of your children?
I wouldn't say that because I scare people. But
that totally scares
you. Yeah, it scares people away. But I want to find a guy, like I want to fuck, first of all.
Absolutely. Number
I one. I think he's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I think is worthy of me to spend at least 3-4 months to find out if he's not crazy. Mm-hmm. If he's not crazy, I'm going to spend more time with him.
Right.
After 6 months, he's not crazy. I may, you know, introduce him to see my children. If he likes them and stuff, I may get more serious because I don't have time. And we travel so much, you know, it's like...
Yeah, you're always on the
road. I don't have enough time to get to know people and I have sometimes have to be seeing people who's working around me and that doesn't work out.
Yeah. So I guess you need a very successful comedian or a producer.
I think like comedian, like they would want me to feature for them and I don't want to do that. Mm. If they are so big, they're like, yeah, she's a feature for my stadium show, bitch. Yeah.
But they'll build your following.
Yeah, but like, I don't think it would be the same way as I hustle my own way. Because if you get follower from other big comedians, like, you don't sell the way you sell. Because I have a lot of friends, they got big because they are on a platform, like a platform, you know, like a big platform, who they always get to feature for this big comedian, huge one, always got on their podcast, always get on the show, their shows. So they gradually have a following. But that following is not as strong as like my own ghetto hustle, because I hustle like I have every single video, finding my voice. So my followers are like willing to pay more money for my show, buying merch and being there and can show up on a Sunday night when it snows. But those people's following, when it's easy to get, it's just like, they are not crazy about you. They
That's
know
very
you.
Interesting.
Yeah, they know you. They think you're funny because somebody's being bragging about how funny you are.
Right.
The platform you got. I had no platform. I built my own platform.
I really admire you. You really built your platform from scratch. That's
I had nothing. I have nothing to offer. I mean, I'm from dumpster. So whatever I can get on, I'm happy. I'm very grateful. Yes, she's from the dumpster. This blue dress is so good.
Oh, thank you.
It's a 4th of July come fit.
4th of July what?
Come fit.
Come fit?
Yeah, come. Like that's where they come here. On the, like, yeah, that's
reminds me of Monica Lewinsky's dress.
Oh, yeah.
Dress.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got the presidential come on there. So hot.
And then with the red lipstick, that'll be 4th of July right there.
Yeah, perfect. Blue
and then the
red.
White come, perfect.
Yeah, nice. Yes. Yes, awesome. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I just feel like we look so beautiful and we are so single. That's so funny. I mean, are you looking for a boyfriend or are you just like looking for romance?
I'm not looking for anything right now.
That's nice. So, would you ever want to have children?
No, I never want children.
That's good. You are smart.
Thank you.
God already like
sees all that fish.
Pre-prepared your brain to be more advanced than mine.
You wanted kids though, back then.
I did.
You did?
I did want children because I was in love. And I'm happy he tricked me into falling in love with him because now I got those children. I don't have to be desperate with a man anymore. Like, I can date a guy, be like, huh, yeah, not for me. I don't have to worry about like a...
That's true.
Picking my biological club.
Biological club. Yeah, I am grateful that I don't want kids. So then I don't have to be out there searching for the future.
Yeah, exactly. Like, girlfriend. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, you don't want to marry me? I don't marry you. I have more money than you. Fuck you. Yeah, I don't want to marry you. I'd rather work hard like a fucking slave than listen to a man to tell me what to do.
Yeah, especially after the experience you had.
Oh yeah, I prefer hard work. I enjoy working
hard.
Oh
really? I don't like hard work. And my name means needs to be hardworking, which I think was an error on my parents' part. It's 必须的必，孜孜不倦的孜.
B also means pussy though.
B means pussy?
If it's like B, it's pussy.
No, shut the fuck up. They named me pussy hard work? Hardworking pussy? My parents named me hardworking pussy?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's a joke on them. They want you to be a comedian and they were like, she can be a comedian. That's permission. You're like, you named me pussy, mom. Like, I'm a comedian. It's, you ask for it.
You ask for it by naming me hardworking pussy.
Yeah, yeah. The hardest working pussy
in
comedy.
A comedian or a prostitute. So.
Yes, I did. I choose a job like I pay less, you know.
That's right.
I make I respect less, but I also get paid less because they hate us female comedians, especially foreign Asian female comedian. We are the worst. I mean, people hate us.
Who hates us?
Oh, I have this female comedian, which is crazy because I've been helping her career. Mm-hmm. When I bought my comedy clubs, I have comedy shows like Asian female lead, Asian male lead show, right? And I always like support my Asian comedians. And the Asian comedians like you, like Margaret Cho, like Ali Wong, be nothing but nice to me. Like,
just, oh, it's so
who's
good
like
to hear.
Doing well, super nice to me.
Wow,
this girl, I never saw you know anything about it. But she kind of like recently, from last year, she got some opportunities. She's doing well, and all of a sudden, I start hearing things about her talking shit about me. I refuse to believe it because I actually did nothing but help her.
Wow.
So I don't believe it. Then I heard it from one person, two person, three person, four person, at six person, I'm like. Wow. So I'm going to use a Chinese way to deal with it. It's 化敌为友. So 化敌为友 is like a transform your enemy into your friends. Oh. Is that whoever heard shit about me that she told them, I'm inviting them to be on my show. I won't say shit. I'm just going to be like, I'm not a cunt. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't give a fuck because I'm who I am and shit talker is going to get back to you. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to talk shit about anybody. And whoever talking shit about me, fuck you. You are ugly and you know what you look like. And you can say whatever you want about me. You have to wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and be like, ew. But I have those amazing titties. I can just be like, yep.
Amazing titties.
You can talk shit about me. But I have tight pussy
and throat.
Deep throat anybody. You know, like, I don't need you to prove me. And I wish you the best because you got to live a long life and see me everywhere.
That's right. Mic drop. You know who threw me on the, under the bus? Two Asian comedians in Singapore.
I told you.
Yeah.
What did they do?
So when my Malaysia joke came out, one of them messaged me saying, hey, you know, we have shows in Malaysia, so we're going to throw you under the bus. I was like, okay, thanks for the heads up. And so one did a video saying there's something wrong with you. You need to get psychological help. That was Kumar, yeah. And he was like, you know, oh, spread love, not hate. I was like, he is literally a drag comedian. He of all comedians should know that it's just an act. We're on stage. It's not for real. Like, I don't think he's actually a woman, right? And so he's like, yeah, you shouldn't be spouting hate on stage. I'm like, obviously he's an act, you dumb fuck. And then the second comedian, a female comedian, she wrote some post about how, oh, I don't find this funny. Sorry, Malaysia. You know, no country deserves to be treated like this, et cetera, et cetera. And then she went on
stage. She used your clout.
She used me to gain clout.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. She literally used literally. You. Because she is too small to be recognized. Exactly. She has to put you under the bus and in order to get some attention from
That's
the mainstream
exactly
media
what
for
happened.
2 seconds.
For 2 seconds. And then she did this whole video where so there were Singaporeans in the audience and Malaysians in the audience, and she sucked Malaysians' dick. She was like, Singaporeans? She was like, she turned to Malaysians. She's like, Malaysians, I'm sorry. Singaporeans, are we sorry or not? Yes, we're sorry. I was like, oh my God, you are such a cocksucker.
She's a TED Talk. She's a fucking politician.
She's a politician.
She's not even a comedian. That she's disgusting.
Disgusting.
I hate people like that.
Yeah.
Like whenever something bad happened to you, they don't like they literally use you.
Exactly.
Like I know her well. I cannot believe she turned into a cunt. And let me tell you, like, mm-hmm. She didn't even like fuck off.
I know. How
disgusting. Unoriginal bitch. I hate those fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Like this girl talks shit about me because my name is in every room. People talk about me. They love me or hate me. I am there.
Yes.
I exist. I'm undeniable. You don't have to like me.
Who she is.
Yeah. So she got lucky with some platform and she know the right person. Happy. I'm good for you. But I never talk shit about you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talk shit once or twice, it's 6 times. Come back to my ear, bitch.
Mm-hmm. 6 times. Wow.
Yeah. This bitch is going to be producing a lot of shows, own other companies, and you won't be a part of it. Any room I'm in, you won't be in it.
Mm.
I just don't welcome you. I don't say shit about you, but I'm paying. So you won't be on the payroll.
That's the thing that some comedians don't realize. You're going to get most of your work from other comedians.
Yeah, and people don't understand. I'm from the dumpster. I did not come this far just to come this far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always a laughing stock.
You're going to go to the
I went from the dumpster to Kentucky. I was a fucking joke. I don't speak English. I was ugly. I had my boobs coming in and I was a teenager. I was slouching. You know, like when you have boobs, you are embarrassed about
yeah,
it. You slouch.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because I never had big boobs. But
I have acne on my forehead and I cover my face. I was an ugly fucking motherfucker.
Oh, really?
I had no friend and I came to LA and I was ugly because I'm from Kentucky with an accent. I started comedy. I was the fucking Chinese massage whore because I don't speak English and I'm just crazy and I'm here now. I'm not gonna only be here. Like I'm gonna move forward because this bitch work hard. And how dare she making up stories about me stealing jokes. My jokes nobody can say because if they say my jokes will be canceled.
No,
I write a new joke every single day.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I like shit she say about me came back to my ear. I'm like, honey, I wish you well because if you don't shit talk, it's good for you if you don't shit. Like if you are shitting talk, like you do this, like it's not good for you. I'm not going to destroy you. You destroy yourself because you are disgusting. People who hear that, they'll see me. They'll know me. I'm not going to go anywhere.
You know who says you're going to really, really blow up? And he said this years ago. Dr. Jason Leong. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I love him.
I love him. He actually
Malaysian,
was,
right?
Yes. And he ironically had reshared my joke because he loved it. He had seen it live. And when he reshared it, all his Malaysian followers saw it. And that's how I think shit hit the fan. Because a Malaysian comic who loved the joke shared it.
Well, you know what? I love that. Yes. I love that. Because you are a great comedian.
Oh, thank you.
And that's always says. Like you have, it's a big culture clash of newer, like stand-up comedy is very new in Asia. Mm. And you are the person who brought the real comedy to Asia.
So I did bring real comedy to Asia.
That's
you're
what
right.
you call
thank
real
you.
Comedy.
Thank
real
you.
Comedy, there's no boundaries. The boundary is funny.
That's right.
You are healing people. Whoever lost their family in the Malaysian flight, when they hear that joke, they laugh. They need to laugh. I mean, what else do you do? Mm. Cry after 20 years, bitch? You know, I think people just need to understand. We are not the problem. The problem is not the politicians. Mm. They fucked it up.
Politicians did use my joke for political gain. Can you
believe
exactly. that?
Yeah.
An academic, a professor came out on the South China Morning Post to say that Malaysian politicians use my joke to stir things up prior to the election. I was like, oh my God, my joke is being used.
She's a powerful, she's a powerful lady.
I am so powerful.
Yeah, she got a powerful pussy. Oh my God.
Powerful pussy. And before
we should call it a powerful pussy.
We should what?
Powerful Asian pussy. This episode.
Oh, this episode. Powerful Asian pussy.
Powerful Asian pussy. Power Asian pussy or powerful. You are the smart one.
Powerful Asian pussy. Asian power pussy. Power to the Asian pussy.
Yeah, power to the Asian pussy.
Power to the Asian pussy.
Asian power pussy.
Asian power pussy.
Asian power pussy.
What do you think, black girl?
Pussy power. Pussy power. Asian power pussy. Yeah, horrible pussy.
Okay, done. Nice. He always has the black girl.
Yeah, they know how to rap.
They know how to rap. Yeah, exactly. Asians can't rap. Yeah. The two things Asians don't do is bag and rap.
I can't do it, but I can give a good deep throat, BJ. If I like you, if you got a nice dick and I like you. Well,
I
where can we
can't.
Find
don't
you, my God, my goddess?
Oh, thank you. My Instagram is Chia Comedy, C-H-I-A, followed by comedy.
I copied you. My friend told me to do Summers Comedy because JavinSummers.com is so hard. So
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. White people can't even spell Jocelyn. How are they going to spell Jiaoying?
No, they can't do it. They think I'm Jocelyn.
Exactly. They thought you're Jocelyn. And also in America, it's a thing to call one another by their last name.
I also had somebody like, I didn't know you were that big. You got canceled? I'm like, no, that's Jocelyn. Thank you for the insult. You didn't think I was that big. What else? Like, how about your Instagram and social media?
Yeah, Instagram is Chia Comedy. And I think that's probably the one that I post the most often.
She's a regular at the Cellar. And make sure you watch her New York and share her videos. They are so fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I just released the unedited version of the Malaysia joke because... Thank you. Because it was the 10th year anniversary of the plane going missing. Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So this is all bubbling up again. I'm getting emails being like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So... And I was actually getting sent videos of people who had criticized my delivery. And I'm kind of known for having really good delivery. So
you're like, I'm a fucking attorney, bitch. I know when to execute.
Exactly.
I know what to do to put you in prison and make you laugh, motherfucker.
Totally.
I'm training for that. I paid.
I go for the jugular.
Yeah. I paid for that shit.
Uh-huh. Georgetown Law School, cum laude.
Yeah.
And so when they were insulting my delivery, I was like, what the fuck is their problem? And I think it's two things. One, it was pretty heavily edited by the social media person. So maybe it comes across as more offensive. But of course, it's like in the moment, super funny. But I realized too, they don't realize that this was a comedian shitting on the citizen of a country that dumped hers. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like if you're talking about your ex-boyfriend and suddenly you see him in the audience. Yo, every comedic bone in your body is going to go at him really hard because it's going to be super fucking funny to the audience. That's just common sense for any comedian. But these armchair critics, you're like, oh, that's such terrible delivery. She sounds like she actually hates us. She's got all this hate in her heart. So I was like, oh, fuck y'all. Just see the fucking proper video and tell me it's bad delivery. Okay, I dare you to fucking tell me it was badly delivered. And some podcasters said, oh, I could deliver it better myself. Yeah, try it.
Yeah, suck my dick,
suck
bitch.
My dick, bitch.
Yeah. I love you so much.
I love you, hon.
We'll hang out more.
Hell yeah.
Yes, babe. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.